This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1524. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded August 4th, U.S. aid to Afghan radio. DX News from Bolivia, Brazil. CHSC loses license. Spurs from Chile and Cuba. Firedrake has stopped. Eritrea, Finland, Gambia, Honduras, Libya. PNG, Peru, Nevis, Saudi Arabia. Sikkim, Spain, Swaziland, Turkey. Senate recommends not closing Greenville and the propagation outlook. The Media Network blog quotes the Upshot news blog that buried among the 92,000 classified documents released by WikiLeaks is some intriguing evidence that the U.S. military in Afghanistan has adopted a PR strategy that got it into trouble in Iraq, namely paying local media outlets to run friendly stories. You can read more about that at the Media Network blog. Also, Wolfgang Büschel says that the Netherlands Army has decided to close down its special programming for troops in Afghanistan as of July 30th. That was in villamedia.nl. And yet another Afghan story from the Washington Post, August 3rd, via Mike Cooper, headlined, USAID looks to expand its media-building efforts in Afghanistan, by Walter Pincus. Since 2002, USAID has funded a network of 43 FM radio stations in Afghanistan, trained Afghan journalists, and established a content and distribution service for news and radio programming that reaches 80 radio stations. And there are plans to expand upon that. Last week we had an item about an apparent new Bolivian station on 4780 called Radio Libre. But now the Brazilian DXer who reported it says that was a mistake. It was, in fact, Radio Lipes, L-I-P-E-Z, which I'm still wondering, is it Lipes or Lipes? Anyhow, that station is supposed to be on 4796, so an additional error. I think his frequencies are approximate, probably no digital readout. But if you're not positive about the frequencies, you need to specify that they're approximate. Brazil is so big that they assign two or even three stations to the same shortwave frequency, at least on the 60-meter band, and some of them are actually active at the same time. A report from Brandon Jordan in Memphis, Tennessee, refers to the ZY mashup on 4885, the three Brazilian stations he's been monitoring between 0647 and 1000 UT July 30th, and getting their exact frequencies, thanks to his Perseus software-defined radio. Radio Clube do Pará on 4885.017 and Radiodifusora Acreana on 4885.028, 11 hertz apart, mixing at equal levels, and a much weaker one on 4885.031, all with weak CODAR interference. Pará had mainly excited talk by a male announcer with slight reverb. Acreana, ballads and tropical songs. Acreana finally dominant after 1000 UT, since it's further west, with Pará fading after sunrise and delaying at 0919. And he thinks the third signal might have been the other one, Radio Maria. In his NASWA flash sheet, Mark Taylor in Wisconsin reports Radiodifusora Acreana, Rio Branco, on 4885, July 31st, at 0158, with a speech or sermon through the top of the hour. Apparent network ID at 0204, mentioning that station among others. It was parallel to 4915, Radiodifusora Macapá. He says, I've also heard these two parallel with soccer several nights lately. Brandon Jordan was also monitoring that one, Radiodifusora Macapá in Acre, 4914.964, July 30th, all the way from 0547 until 1007. Lively talk after 0800 with IDs and sound effects, but mixing with co-channel Radio Daqui from 0855. That's when it signs on from Goiânia, but it started to fade at 10:00. There are also two Brazilians listed on 5055, but one of them apparently has been inactive. Renato Uliana in Brazil reports Difusora de Cáceres in Mato Grosso at 02:15 on the 1st of August. But Radio Jornal A Crítica has been reactivated, says Karl Hunzik in Czechia, Hardcore DX, on exactly 5054.96. Heard relaying A Crítica FM August 3rd at 03:23 to 0530, a nice signal in the middle of Europe. Brandon Jordan has also been tracking what's on 5055. Wasn't sure of the ID. I have to point out that about the same time, around 0530, on 5055, I was hearing what turned out to be a mixing product between the two Cuban signals nearby, 5025 Rebelde and 5040 Radio Havana. And there could be another mixing product on 5010 to further confuse DX listeners. So always check to see whether something on 5055 or 5010 is parallel to one of the Cubans. Dean McIntyre in Alberta, who keeps up with official actions concerning Canadian radio, says the license of CHSC 1220 in St. Catharines, Ontario, has not been renewed. It must go off the air by the end of its current license term, August 31st. Apparently they've been guilty of a number of infractions. You may recall that for many, many months, the CVC transmitter in Chile relaying HCJB on 11920 was accompanied by spurs we could easily hear all the way to North America, approximately plus and minus 20 kilohertz, but they finally fixed them. Now there are spurs reported from another frequency, 17680, CBC La Voz itself in Spanish. I've never heard these spurs as I frequently tune around the 16-meter band. But Harold Froge in Michigan has, July 29th at 22:21. He says the spurs were plus and minus 60 kilohertz on 17740 and 17620. Very distorted. It had become quite a daily routine for me, just about every morning sometime after sunrise, searching the bands from 8 to 18 megahertz for Firedrake, music-only jamming from China. We used to find on many, many frequencies, but they've become sparser and sparser in the last few days. I haven't heard any at all. Now, Hiroshi in Japan, via S. Hasegawa, tells us, Firedrake jamming against Sound of Hope, or Shuang Zhisheng, stopped July 31st, and now Sound of Hope can be heard on a number of frequencies. What has happened in China? Of course, the Sound of Hope transmitters are mostly much weaker than the jamming was, so it still may be hard to hear. But if that continues to be the case, here are some of the frequencies, 17660 or 640, 15970, 15140, 14960, 14900 or 700, 13800, 13680, 13100, and 8400. Another week and many more anomalies we've monitored from Cuba besides that spur on 5055. In detail, in DX Listening Digest, the new issue via worldofradio.org. One of interest is 6015, which was heard instead of 6150. Obviously, the operator is suffering from lysdexia and punched up the digits in the wrong order. This happened at 0605 UT, July 28th, when there was Spanish on 6015 interfering with RHC and English on 6010. Here's another frequency for Voice of the Broad Masses of Eritrea, which likes to jump around in the 40-meter ham band. Carlos Gonçalves in Portugal reports 7155, July 30th at 1742 to 1814 in Arabic, with an ID and chatter. He says, I believe this is the one I caught days ago on 7170. Tarmo Kontro in Finland tells us that there will be a special broadcast over Scandinavian Weekend Radio from the Finnish DX Association summer meeting, the first Saturday in August, and a special QSL will be issued for the most distant listeners. You can find details of the schedule on 25 and 49 meters from this low-power station at swradio.net. In the British DX Club, Tony Rogers reports some strange programming, even commercials, on the clandestine for the Gambia. Saturdays only at 18:15 to 18:30 on 15225, Bati Remwi Radio. July 31st, there were a couple of adverts for Darlington, New York Meat and Fish Market and Silver Insurance. On July 28th at 11:27, I was getting an extremely distorted FME signal on approximately 3287. A woman was talking, but it was so bad I could not even determine the language. However, this was very likely HRPC, Radio Luz y Vida in Honduras, because it did exactly the same thing a few months ago and was finally identified as the 3250 transmitter out of whack. It had been missing recently, so perhaps they're struggling to get back into whack. And in fact, a few days later, July 31st at 0234, Ed Vlodarski in New Jersey reported hearing it to the NASA flash sheet on 3250. Last week, we reported that Radio Republik Indonesia in Serui had reactivated on 4604.90. Since then, Ron Howard and I have noticed that it's sometimes on the air, but other mornings not. So keep checking. Ron said it was off the air July 31st and August 3rd. Meanwhile, on August 3rd, I was instead hearing surprisingly good signal from RRI Fok Fok on 4790 around 1200. Besides the English transmission from Libya, Voice of Africa at 14 to 16 on 15235 and 15240. In communication of the British DX Club, Dave Kenny says the Arabic transmissions are newly reactivated, and they contain short news summaries in English, French, Swahili, and Hausa at various times, although I've seen no specific reports of these being heard during Arabic, such as 04 to 07 on 9870 and 9880, although on one occasion only, they were on 11850 instead of 9870. Another Arabic broadcast is 20 to 22 when it's supposed to be on 9880 and 11850. We have numerous reports of Radio East Sepik in Webok, Papua New Guinea on 3335. In DSWCI DX Window, Acker Peterson says it had been off the air for 9 months. For example, Harold Sellers in British Columbia heard it July 26th at 1231. Taking phone calls from listeners. Ron Howard in California had enjoyable reception July 28th from 1219 to 1306, including Pop Island songs, and at 1302, the last news roundup of the day in English. I hear some of it here, although not very well. Brandon Jordan in Tennessee says it was the best signal on the 90-meter band, July 30th between 1010 and 1100, measured on 3334.963. Dave Valqua in Pennsylvania, Hardcore DX, was hearing NBC National News until 1015 on July 31st. Also reported by John Wilkins in Colorado, and the three of them have also reported on various dates during the same time period, Radio Fly, the new PNG station, on 5960 and 3915. From their DX camp in Mendoza Province, Argentina, Arnaldo Sline and friends with more details about a number of good catches, including the new Peruvian Genesis Radio in Huanta. It was measured on 4850.7 at 2225 UT. July 24th, 25th, not clear which date, in Quechua and Spanish with Christian Huaynos and referring to the Libreria Jesucristo, that is, a bookstore. Somewhat better reception in the morning, July 26th, signing on at 10 55 with an ad for a dental clinic. We are AMID, World of Radio, number 1524. Consult our website for a lot more info in the archive of DX Listening Digests, upon which World of Radio is based, worldofradio.com. Our thanks this week for financial support from Richard Lucas, who sent a contribution via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. One may also send a check in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702, USA. One more split-frequency medium-wave station in the Caribbean is gone. It seems there's just too much pressure to operate on even frequencies in deference to especially car radios, which only tune in 10 kilohertz steps. But that puts the end to its worldwide DX outreach. I'm talking about the Voice of Nevis on 895 kilohertz, where it had been for 22 years. But in communication with the British DX Club, Alan Pennington found news at nevispages.com that they've moved to 860 kilohertz as of the 10th of July, the powerhouse of the Eastern Caribbean. They publicized it for some weeks in programming before finally making the move. And there's an illustration saying, "We made the change for you, since only the best will do." Well, certainly they did not do it for the benefit of us DXers. We'll have a much harder time hearing it amid all the interference on 860 than in the clear on 895. Also in communication from Ruman Pankov in Bulgaria about Saudi Arabia's English broadcasts. He says they come from two different studios on 15250. The first hour at 10 to 11 is Radio Riyadh, and the second hour at 11, actually sesquihar until 12:25, is Radio Jeddah. The news times, respectively, are at 10:05 and at 1200. And he says, because BSKSA no longer sends QSL cards, you might want to try these two local studios. The two transmissions in French, however, are both from Riyadh. Ron Howard in California reports presumed success in hearing All India Radio Gang Tok Sikkim, which has been off frequency July 30th for only 10 minutes at 1340 on 4837.19. Poor reception, but he did make out some subcontinental music. I've been enjoying the beautiful Sephardic music from Spain's Emisión Sefarad. Now that it's active in the evening, although intended for South America, puts a very good signal into North America on 11795 once a week, UT Tuesdays at 0115 to 0145. Joe's Jacob in India tells us that Transworld Radio Swaziland has been testing a new frequency 6225, heard August 1st with tuning signals and English IDs continuously, from TuneIn at midnight 30 past 0200. Seems they just can't resist the wide open spaces of the marine band, or maybe they're testing, hoping no one will complain. I've been monitoring some anomalies from the Voice of Turkey. The non-call-in program live from Turkey was missing July 29th, Thursday, around 1300. So I wonder if it's just off for vacation time or if it's been canceled. No way to be sure. Until I got a program guide, the printed folder, sent on to us by Kent Murphy in West Virginia. It still shows live from Turkey, not only on Thursday, but also on Tuesday. But we know the Tuesday broadcast was canceled several months ago, so it appears their program guide is not very reliable, even though it's for the second half of the year. I confirm the so-called DX Corner aired Saturday, July 31st, between 12:54 and 13:04, but it was actually just a mailbag reading reception reports, and it's on the air every 2 weeks. That's on 15450, the frequency aimed at Europe, but which also carries on to some extent to North America. However, it was different on the 3rd of August. I was surprised to hear their interval signal of piano variations at 12:27 on 13760 and then opening in English instead of 15450. It seems the operator at Emmerlaer failed to make the frequency switch from German at 11:30, which he should have done between 12:20 and 12:25. That stayed on for more than 6 minutes and then took a couple of minutes to finally come up on 15:450. At the end of July, the Senate issued an appropriations bill for 2011 covering all kinds of agencies, including the Broadcasting Board of Governors, that is, the Voice of America and related stations. Some very interesting figures in there. They have reduced the funding somewhat for most divisions. However, it says something about broadcast transmission and distribution. The committee does not support closing the Greenville transmitting station in North Carolina or the request for expanded FM, including six additional for Radio Sawa. While the committee does support the BBG's efforts to expand into new technologies, the committee is concerned that closing Greenville may be premature given the continued viability of shortwave in Africa, the use of shortwave for broadcasts to Cuba and Latin America, including surge broadcasts to Haiti, as well as Greenville's capacity to provide contingency and backup capabilities to the BBG network worldwide. It's part of a very long document at the Library of Congress, but the pertinent parts are quoted in DX Listening Digest 10-31. It includes some very precise figures, which I will round off. The total for international broadcasting operations in fiscal 2011, the request by the BBG was for $755 million, but they knocked off over $11 million, recommending only $744 million. 206 mega are for Voice of America itself, 29 for broadcasting to Cuba, 94 for Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty, 38 mega for Radio Free Asia. The French service of VOA to Africa has a really hyper DJ. He's fun to listen to, but it taxes the comprehension of the non-native French speaker. He's on the air between 20 and 20:30 UT, at least on weekdays. Not much about him on the website, but apparently his name is Matthew Lavoie. It's Musique 2000, referring to the hour 2000, an interactive musical emission, heard on 15730 via Saint-Thomé. Regarding World of Radio via WWCR, Liz Cameron in Michigan says we were missing July 31st, Saturday at 16:30 on 12160. And Kent Murphy in West Virginia says we were also missing the previous Saturday. That time does appear on the July edition of their online program schedule. We're still waiting to see the August update, whether World of Radio is officially scheduled anymore at that time. As far as I know, the other airings are still in effect, namely Thursday at 20:30 on 15825, UT Sunday at 0230 on 4840, 0630 on 3215, and 2330 on 9980. We ran across Brother Scare on a new frequency July 28th at 1946, 9335. This was running about 10 seconds ahead of himself on WWRB 9385. 9335 is, of course, only 5 kilohertz away or less from WBCQ. Not a good idea to schedule two U.S. stations only 5 kilohertz apart. I soon figured out what has happened. It's WINB. On weekdays, officially registered is WMLK on 9265. Brother Scare likes to use the 9 megahertz band during the daytime instead of 13570, so they accommodated him, but they have to pretend that WMLK is there and not use the frequency that WINB may use on Saturdays only, which they're already doing for Brother Scare. Is that clear? You see, exactly a year after being convicted of child sexual abuse, Tony Alamo is no longer on WINB, and Brother Scare has occupied his 3 hours on weekdays at 15 to 16 and 18 to 20 UT. However, in between, there's something else. So at at 16 to 18, they go up to 13,570. And also back up to 13,570 for 1 hour after stare at 20 to 21. The Overcomer Ministry website, of course, is as usual full of mistakes and misleading info. The shortwave schedule at first showed 9355 at those hours, but obviously it was a typo for 9335. Furthermore, I did not attribute this frequency to any station in particular, but we're positive by an ID that it was WINB. Furthermore, the carrier is slightly unstable, just like it is on their other two frequencies. And on Saturdays only, WINB with Brother Scare's extended Sabbath broadcast stays on 9265 throughout the day. Like Bolivia at the outset, here's another correction to something aired last week. And we commend people for following up when they need to correct a logging. About Senior Radio 1710 in Edison, New Jersey, supposedly picked up in Manitoba. The DXer who reported it, Sean Axelrod, has had further correspondence with the operator, and it turns out what he heard did not match what they were broadcasting. So he must have been hearing some other station, a pirate perhaps, on 1710. There are several low-power TV stations on Channel 6 in the U.S., analog, which are pretending to be FM stations, not really caring about the video. Our longtime listener, Stephen P. McGreevy, N6NKS, in Keeler, California, a remote location in the Owens Valley, says he's been hearing on Channel 6 audio frequency, KO6OL, assigned to Inyo Kern, California, but it's been broadcasting as an FM radio station, complete with IDs and local commercials. It blocks his reception of San Luis Obispo, or it did when that was an analog station on Channel 6 across the mountains. In this case, he says, they are not broadcasting any TV video. Seems to be full modulation for FM, 75 kilohertz bandwidth on 87.74. And in the WTFDA list, Craig in Denver, Colorado, reports a new FM station there on 87.75. Sports talk in English. It had been in Spanish. Now it's called 87.7 The Ticket. Doug Smith says it's really low-power TV station KXDPLP on Channel 6. Spaceweather.com reported a major coronal mass ejection from the sun August 1st, heading toward Earth. So, DX listeners have been expecting auroral conditions in the next few days, affecting especially medium wave and VHF. And some auroras began to appear by August 3rd. The propagation outlook from Boulder says there is a slight chance for major storm levels August 4th and 5th. With ANK indices peaking at 25 and 5, but soon back down to 5 and 2. Solar flux peaking at 86, August 15th to 19th. Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio 1524.